go.
This is New Virtual Tuesday on Beyond the Airways, the Infinity Project.
Good evening, everybody. It is Tuesday night here at Beyond the Airways, the Infinity Project. Yes, we're back from a long holiday weekend since, you know, we kind of got surprised that Monday was a holiday. Kidding. Anyway, since it is Tuesday, that means it's time for new Car Smell Tuesday. We got new releases in video games, anime, manga, Blu-ray DVDs, and of course the music. Gotta have the music. And of course, since we didn't have a show last night, we gotta do the box office too. So there.
Highs and lows, right?
Yep. I hope I can get to the lows. Because that website's been playing screwball with me lately. Anyway, I'm your host for tonight. I am Oddball Extreme. I'm currently joined on the line by the AZ Magician. Good evening to you, Mada.
Hello. How is everybody tonight?
I'm good. Tired, but good. And it's raining for the umpteenth time this year.
Be right back.
Okay. Anyway, Tim is at the rabbit hole as per usual on Tuesdays, and Sajo is in the chat room. So, hey, Sajo, what's up? All right.
Anyway, you have to excuse me for being overly tired.
Just sleep for me lately has been a precious commodity. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and start with welcome back. That was quick.
Yeah, my mom was going to bed, so I had to leave and say goodnight.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, let's get to where it matters the most. Let's get to the video games first.
Uh-huh.
And then we scroll up down just a little bit.
Yep.
All right. There we go.
I'm organizing paperwork.
That's fine. All right. Well, anyway, here's what we got. This movie. We're not on movies yet. Take two. All right. We're on video games. First, this one came out yesterday for the PC. It's called Corruption 2029.
I wonder if it's aimed towards the political climate today.
You know, it's a good question, but it looks like all I see are three soldiers with some really weird guns, so I have no idea. All right, then today, for the Xbox One, we have Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 plus 2.5 Remix. Say that one five times fast.
I'm not even going to try.
I won't either. All right, we also have Vanquish for the PS4 and Xbox One, Warface for the Nintendo Switch, Psycho Shooting Stars Bravo, that's for the Nintendo Switch. Then we have DCL, the game, for the PC and PS4. Giraffe and Annika for the PC. Bayonetta for the PS4 and Xbox One. Hunt Showdown for the PS4. And then Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter. I wonder if there's more to this. Let me look. Hold on. Final Chapter Prologue. Okay. That's for the Xbox One. Then tomorrow we have Skull the Hero Slayer for PC. That's early access. Also for the PC, The Suicide of Rachel Foster. We also have Lost Artifacts for the Xbox One. Bunny Parking for the Xbox One. Bunny Parking, okay. Let's see. We have Under Night Inbirth Exalate CLR for the PS4 and Nintendo Switch. Then we have Double Dragon and Kunio-kun Retro Brawler Bundle. That is for the PS4 and Nintendo Switch. We have World. Let's see. Okay, now this is on Thursday, by the way. We have World of Horror for the PC. That's early access. Dread Out 2 for the PC. Katana Kami: A Way of the Samurai, PS4 and Nintendo Switch. Devil May Cry 3 Special Edition, that's for the Nintendo Switch. Dreamo for the PC. Sega Ages Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for the Nintendo Switch. Then on Friday, we've got Dragon for the PS4 and Xbox One. Dungeon Defenders Awaken, that's an early access for the PC. Brief Battles for the Nintendo Switch. Tony Stewart's Sprint Car Racing for the PC. And that's a very unusual-looking car. And speaking of cars, there's an interesting situation that happened at the Daytona 500. Let's see. Ailment for the Xbox One, that's out Friday. Tower of Babel, No Mercy, that's for the Nintendo Switch. And that's it for the video games. We done on the video games already.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Can you hear my audio okay? Can you hear
yes.
my audio?
No. I mean, are you talking about your game or whatever? No.
I'm talking about my show I have on.
No, I don't hear that. I hear you.
Okay, good.
That's damn good.
My headphones were hurting behind my ears.
Ah, gotcha. Totally understandable. All right, let's get to the new animes that are out this week. So we start from Viz Media. We have Hunter x Hunter Set 7 on the Blu-ray and DVD. From Sentai Filmworks, Real Girl the Complete Series, that's on Blu-ray. From Funimation Crunchyroll, we have Kino's Journey, The Beautiful World, the Complete Series, and its Essentials Collection on Blu-ray. Let's see, we have Radiant Season 1 Part 2 on Blu-ray and DVD, regular and limited edition. From Funimation, Show by Rock, the Complete Series, that's on Blu-ray. Janet, this one might be right up your alley on this one. Star Blazers, Space Battleship, Yamato 2199, the Complete Series. On Blu-ray.
Oh, you're right.
And then the last...
I did stay up at a convention one year.
Yeah.
There was a Yamato movie that was coming on at 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get over with till 3 in the morning.
I believe it.
Because...
Sometimes that's the fun part.
I've been a fan of it for a while. Carry on.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Drink a little water real quick, because you know how my mouth is. It could dry out quick.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Give me about 5 or 10 of them.
Okay. I'll want me to mute you?
Go ahead and go. Don't
okay.
mute.
Okay. All right. The last one on the list was The Royal Tutor, the Complete Series on Blu-ray in the Essentials Collection. That's from Funimation Crunchyroll as well, and that's all for that. So now the next up on the list is the new manga. Alright, give me liberty or give me manga. Alright, so let's get over here and get over here. Alright. Okay, let's see. Let's go over to the week of the 18th. I'm sorry, I am super duper tired. Okay, so let's start with what came out on Sunday from One Piece Books. I love this title. The Illusion of Time Perception, The Search for the Origin of the Arrow of Time. Say that 5 times fast. All right, anyway, here we go. From today, we have from Seven Seas Entertainment, Audrey Ferreta from Commonplace to World's Strongest Zero, Volume 2. From Yen Press, we have Bungo Stray Dogs, Volume 3, The Untold Origins of the Detective Agency, both regular and digital. From Kodansha, we have Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro, Volume 2. That's also regular and digital. Next two from Viz Media, Downfall and The Drifting Classroom, Perfect Edition, Volume 2. Then from Kodansha, we have Drifting Dragons, Volume 3. Eden Zero, Volume 6, regular and digital. Fairy Tale, 100 Years Quest, Volume 3, that's also regular and digital. GE Good Ending, Volume 2, that is strictly for digital. We also have Gleipnir, Volume 6, regular and digital. Then from Viz Media, Golden Kamuy, Volume 14. From the J Novel Club, The Greatest Magic Master's Retirement Plan, Volume 4, that's digital. From Seven Seas Entertainment, How to Train Your Devil, Volume 2. From Kodansha, I'll Win You Over Senpai, Volume 1. That's for the Nook. That's digital. From Yen Press, we have Interspecies Reviewers, Volume 3, both regular and digital. And, oh, right up Janet's alley. Is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon? Familia Chronicle Episode Liu Volume 6. That's regular. And also there is Kakegururi Twin Volume 5, regular and digital. Let's see. Then also from Kodansha, we've got Living Room Matsunaga-san Volume 7. That's digital. And then there's a lot from Yen Press on this one. So, and all these are, in fact, digitals. Log Horizon Volume 2, The Knights of Camelot, Log Horizon Volume 4, Game's End Part 2, Log Horizon Volume 6, Lost Child of the Dawn, Log Horizon Volume 8, The Larks Take Flight, Log Horizon Volume 9, Go East, Konami, Log Horizon Volume 1, The Beginning of Another World, Log Horizon Volume 3, The Game's End Part 1, Log Horizon Volume 5, A Sunday in Akiba, and Log Horizon Volume 7, The Gold of the Kuni. And see, then from Kodansha, we have Lovesick Ellie Volume 10 and Mabusasa Volume 2. Both of them are digital. From Viz Media, Mobile Suit Gundam Thunderbolt Volume 13. From Seven Seas Entertainment, Nicola Traveling Around the Demon's World Volume 2. From Yen Press, we have No Game, No Life Volume 10, regular and digital. From Kodansha, Old Maintenance in Your Savage Season Volume 6. That's regular and digital. From Yen Press, Overlord A La Carte Volume 3. Regular and digital. Then we have from Viz Media, Ran and the Gray World, Volume 6. From Yen Press, RE0, Starting Life in Another World, Chapter 3, Truth of Zero, Volume 10. Regular and digital. And also, The Royal Tutor, Volume 13. Regular and digital on that as well. Let's see, where am I? Kodansha has the next three. Sayuki, Volume 1. In a hardcover book and a digital. Shoujo Fight Volume 9, that's digital only. From Yen Press, Silver Spoon Volume 13, both regular and digital. Along with Skullface Bookseller Honda-san Volume 3, regular and digital on that one. As well as Tales of Wedding Rings Volume 8. And then Tokyo Ghoul RE Volume 15, that's from Viz Media. And also from Viz Media, Urusei Yatsura Volume 5. And that is it for the moment. No, wait, there's Saturday. Three from the J-Novel Club. All three are digital. Banner of the Stars, Volume 2. Cooking with Wild Game, Volume 6. And I Refuse to Be Your Enemy, Volume 1. And that's it.
Bye.
Janet, you back yet? Okay, good.
Uh-huh.
And guess what, Janet? Guess what came back this week?
Is it
manga?
Okay to pick up Girls in a Dungeon?
Yep. Is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon? Familia Chronicle Episode Liu Volume 6. That is a mouthful.
About time.
Yeah. All right. Now we're through to that. It's on to the movies. Or at least the DVD and Blu-rays anyway. Of course, these are all courtesy of Metacritic. So let us travel to the 18th.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, sorry. All right. Anyway, we got two movies in the spotlight, both on Blu-ray and DVD. First is A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with an 80. In fact, it's the highest score of the week. All right. Anyway, director Marielle Heller's 2019 film marked her third straight critical success following The Diary of a Teenage Girl and Can You Ever Forgive Me? Based on journalist Tom Ginod's Esquire article about Fred Rogers, this feel-good film stars Matthew Rhys as Lloyd Vogel, an emotionally stunned writer assigned to profile the beloved children's television host. The latter is played by Tom Hanks in top form, earning him a Best Supporting Actor Oscar nomination. Except I can't remember if he won. I think he did. Hold on, let me double check. Let's see. Oscar winners 2021. Let me double check that before we go on, because I could have sworn. Did he win? No, he did not. It was Brad Pitt. Never mind. Okay. Wasn't sure. All right. Anyway, next up is Jojo Rabbit. I got a 58. Anyway, nominated for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, and winner of the People's Choice Award at last fall's Toronto International Film Festival, Jojo Rabbit is certainly one of the most, but perhaps not the most, divisive prestige films of 2019. Of course, that's to be expected when you set a whimsical Wes Anderson-esque comedy in Nazi Germany and make Adolf Hitler a character. Taika Waititi's extremely loose adaptation of the Christine Lunan's novel Caging Skies tells the story of a 10-year-old German boy named Jojo, newcomer Roman Griffin Davis, who picked up a Golden Globe nomination, whose relationship with his imaginary friend Adolf Hitler, played by Waititi, is complicated when he meets Elsa, played by Leave No Trace's Thomasin McKenzie, a Jewish girl whom his mother, Scarlett Johansson, is hiding in their home. And then there's here are all the rest of the things on Blu-ray and DVD. First, we've got on Blu-ray and DVD, 21 Bridges with Chadwick Boseman. That scored a 51. First time ever on Blu-ray and DVD, Antonio Gaudí. No score on that one. Lowest score of the week goes to Disturbing the Peace, 34. Then with a 58 is Frankie. Then on Blu-ray, the next three on Blu-ray, there's J'étais Ma Non Plus from 1976, The Light at the Edge of the World from 1971, and The Man Who Was Sherlock Holmes from 1937. And then on Blu-ray and DVD, we have Midway, that scored a 47. Then the other three on Blu-ray, first is Munchausen from 1943. On Blu-ray and DVD is Teorema from 1969. And from 1956, X the Unknown on Blu-ray. And then on Blu-ray and DVD on TV, The Good Karma Hospital Series 3, that's on Blu-ray and DVD. Of course, the aforementioned Star Blazers 2199 Space Battleship Yamato, the complete series. And let's see, the 2019 version of The Twilight Zone Season 1 with a score of a 61. And The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, the complete series on Blu-ray and DVD. However, there is one they kind of left out.
Which one is that?
They left out the 15th anniversary of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Airbender. Okay,
because
that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it is the 15th anniversary, and I think Amazon has like an exclusive steelbook. Let me double check on that, because I already have the Blu-ray set. I don't need it again, but I just want to check and make sure. Avatar, there it is, Last Bender.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they have a steel book edition.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Okay, yeah, here it is. Avatar The Last Airbender, complete 15th series, limited edition, steel book collection. $79.99. Now, somebody had looked at this, and it looks like it's exactly the same as what came out in 2018. So it's like, you may not want to waste your money on this one, you know? Because I got the Blu-ray set of the whole series for $40 at Best Buy. So, all right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wait. Einstein's having trouble getting to the chat room. She says it's full. It's impossible. There's only Sajo and me. How can the chat room be full when there's only two of us?
Well, look and see what's up.
Yeah. As if things weren't crazy enough already.
I hope it's not our troll friends coming back.
No, there's nobody else. It's just Sajo and me in the chat room.
Well, hello, Sajo. How you doing?
All right. Now, on to the CDs, where it's always the most fun, because you never know what the hell's
on. Hold
on,
Shirley. You did the box office, right?
No, I haven't.
Did you get to the one that's the lowest of the low?
Damn it. I'm not at the box office yet. I'm on the
never
music.
Mind, then.
Yeah, I'm on the
Never
music
mind,
now. The
then.
Box office will come after. All right, let me get to where I need to go. Just have to scroll down because I did put it in date order. So we start with Okay, usually on Sunday. First, we have Khan, K-A-A-N, with 29. And no, it's got nothing to do with the Wrath of Khan either. Then we have Noise Iof with War, Plumbo with Therapy, Heaven Raza and JJ with Everything or Nothing, MB with Wes's Dish.
This goes
then we have Gareth Lydiard and Rui Pereira with Bong Odyssey.
Not gonna ask.
Thank you, don't. Let's see, we have Rich with Turbo. Then we have Ringix Plaster with 1.1 ATT curated by Animal Collective Mixtape.
What?
Don't ask.
Long ass title to remember.
Yeah. Let's see, then we have Julia Stone with Beds Are Burning. I wonder if it's the same one that Midnight Oil did a long time ago, back in the 80s. Let's see. They have Is One with Bloom Is. Thundercat with Dragon Ball Durag. And no, I don't think it's the actual Thundercats. All right. Let's see. Then, oh, yeah, those last two, just when they started yesterday. Also, we have Stupid Edition with Bubba's End. Jiao T with Mulcus. Fred A with De Angst Vorbige. Priscilla Irma with Orihans Dalus. Musically Gifted with 1 Hour. Lil Barnacle with Barnacle Beans. Cute. That's a cute cover, by the way. Aonair with Hope You Feel It. Cyber, spelled S-Y-B-Y-R, with Cyberpunk Malware. I wonder if that's got to do with the game coming up in April. Let's see. Wharfwit with Legit. Romaine Frequency with Light Black. Then we have Anna Calvi with Eden, Hunted Version featuring Charlotte Gainsbourg. Then we have MB with Got Drip. J1D with Wonderful featuring Musically Gifted, which I just mentioned a minute ago. All right. Kyle Forrester with Strange Vision. And then tomorrow, we've got The Strokes. No, I'm sorry, today, not tomorrow. The Strokes with Bad Decisions. Med Hain with Full Circle. Then we have Dream Capture with Dystopia, The Tree of Language. Eve's Tumor with Gospel for a New Century. Kuzu with Purple Dark Opal. King Cruel with Cellular. Ooh, Pearl Jam's got a new one. Super Blood Wolf Moon. Good to hear them again. Lil Darkie with Imperfect. The Districts with The Districts. And they also have Veller and Velcro. Then we have Doom. Then we have Doom Shakalaka with James Asleep, The Saxophones with Forgot My Mantra, Yumi Zuma with Southwark, Tricky with Lonely Dancer featuring Anika, Charlotte Dos Santos with Helio, Greg Dooley with A Ghost, Sarah Harmer with Just Get Here, Waxahachie with Lilacs, and yes, there's a town. I think there's a place in Texas called Waxahachie.
It's pronounced Waxahachie.
Waxahachie.
I've been there. They have a Renaissance festival there.
Oh, okay. Waxahachie. Then we have Night Field of Not Your Time.
Surely. I pronounce it Waxahachie, and that's the way I've heard it. But that doesn't mean that Waxahachie's wrong.
That's true. All right, anyway, we have Night Fields with Not Your Time. Locate S1 with Whisper 2000. Purr with Giant Night. Born at Midnight every time. Nap Eyes with So Tired. Islet with Rattle 10. Purity Ring with Stardew. Sir Richard Bishop with The Coming of the Rats. And Being Savage with Chelsea Hotel Number 3. That's all right. Nick Shutter with Burning the Candle. And Ellis with Embarrassing. Then tomorrow, we have Mickey Rain with Misery Loves Company. Excuse me.
That's what the wise man said.
Mm-hmm. Then we have Henning Schmidt with Schlafen. And Tolle Frode with La Redoute. And then on Thursday, we've got Romaine Frequency with Research on a Nameless Color. Then we have Spiral Curse with Recordings from the Monster's Closet. It's a demo EP. Okay.
I wonder what monsters are in the closet.
Good question. Then we have Rennick with the Ichthyocentaur's Leap. Sea Lance with the Ghosts of Mount Fuji. Guided by Voices with Surrender Your Poppy Field. And DJ Jockey with Milani Fu. Then on Friday, we have Grimes with Miss Anthropocene. King Cruel with Man Alive. Ozzy Osbourne as a new one. Ordinary Man. Ali X with Cape God. Matheny with From This Place. And nice shot. There's a tornado right on the cover. Let's see. Then Grimes with Miss Anthropocene, the deluxe version. Rebecca Foon with Waxing Moon. The Amity Affliction with Everyone Loves You Once You Leave Them. Then we have Train to Eltanine with 4D REM Computation. Sightless Pit with Grave of a Dog.
What?
Sarah
did
Harmer
you
with
just say Slug Fight?
No, Sightless.
That sounded like Slut Fight to me.
No, it's Sightless Pit. Let's see.
Okay.
Anyway, we got Sarah Harmer with Are You Gone? Shaq with There's Something Inside Me. Ida Toninato with We Become Giants. Honeymoon with Weirdo. Aren't we all? Let's see. Steve Harley with Uncovered. Death Crush with Know What You Want. Spinning Coin with Hyacinth, and It's Raining Again. Sunny Jim and Giallo Point with No Visible Means of Income. Let's see. Stephen Fry and Debbie Wiseman with the Mythos Suite. And
Okay.
Debbie Wiseman is the composer and conductor. Stephen Fry is the narrator. Okay. Interesting. Banoffee with Look at Us Now, Dad. Beneath the Massacre with Fearmonger. Conks on Pax with Return to Cascada. Megan Katerina with To Be Honest. The Pictish Trail with Thumb World. Mag Dillon with Amethyst. Katie Pruitt with Expectations. Nat Baldwin with Autonomia 1, Body Without Organs. Memento Mori with Binary Code. El Camino and 38 Special with Martyr's Prayer. Rose Cousins with Bravado. Greg Dooley with Random Desire. Ritual King with Valleys. Jay Sullen and Young Spud with Reservoir Dogs. Wreckmeister Harmonies with, let's see, it looks like We Love to Look at the Carnage. Oh, yeah. Baby Yoda loves Carnage, too. On Thorns I Lay with Thrills.
Thorns
Day. Yeah. Nah. Tongue is not working. Charlotte Rose Benjamin with Party City EP. No, it's got nothing to do with the store. The World Alive with Monomania. Kamaya with Got It Made. Royce the 5'9 with The Allegory. Polaris with The Death of Me. Various artists with Barotica. It's the original motion picture soundtrack. I don't know there was such a movie. Wilson with Ruiner. Picky Sue with Vices. BTS with Map of the Soul 7. And I've got some friends who are huge fans of that group, BTS. Let's see. Jax Jones with Tequila featuring Ray. Eloquent with Forever is a Pretty Long Time. Let's see. We have The Loft with Up the Hill and Down the Slope. That's what you do with skiing anyway. Slightless Pit with Grave of a Dog. Robin Seville with Build a Diorama. Xenobiotic with More Drake. Agnes Obel with Myopia. Davey Harms with World War. Purr with Like New. Six Organs of Admittance with Companion Rises. Too Free with Love and High Demand. In Technicolor with Big Sleeper. Matthew Good with Moving Walls. Lanterns on the Lake with Spook the Herd. Whitmer Thomas with Songs from the Golden One. Then we have Young Boy Never Broke Again with Still Flexin', Still Steppin'. And, excuse me. Best Coast with Always Tomorrow. Conks on Pax with Return to Cascada. Why did I put that twice? Let's see. Doo-Wop Kane with Bad Kid from DeFore. Douglas Dare with Milk Teeth. Lee Ronaldo and Raul referee with names of North End women. And then on Saturday, we have Extraterrestrial Birthday Party with Extraterrestrial Birthday Party 3, Jamona's Effigy. And then we have Limbo with Mixed Feelings. And the last one of the week is Wonder Beats with 222. And that's everything. Now, let me go check the box office thing and make sure it's right. Because if it's wrong, it's going to make this a lot difficult. All right, we finally got it.
Yay!
It's finally working.
I want to hear where Sonic the Hedgehog is at.
Well, it's at the top.
It's number one?
Number one.
Oh.
It was
Do you know who's playing Robotnik?
Jim Carrey.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't think, in my humble opinion, that anybody else could pull it off.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Because you know how crazy Robotnik was, right?
Yes. I remember the cartoon, so yeah.
So, if Jim Carrey wouldn't do it, who would you like to have seen do it?
I really don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, well, anyway, we finally got the box office results. That's finally working right. So, I will tell you now, the winner, by far, is Sonic the Hedgehog. $58 million. Not bad.
Not bad at all for a little buzz. Had a rough start in life.
Yeah. Now, the budget was $85 million, so I have a pretty good idea. It's going to make it easy. So, that's good.
And you know why I think it's going to make it?
Why?
Is, okay, you have the fans that are fans of the Sega,
mm-hmm.
Sega game. So I am assuming that maybe that has a little something to do with it.
Yeah, but here's something else that I didn't even know about. James Marsden, he's in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. He is a huge fan of the game. So that's a huge help right there.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway, it looks like the redesign paid off. So
yes, because I looked at the first imagining of Sonic.
Oh my God!
And I'm like, that is hideous.
Yeah, I agree.
That was hideous, people. That was so awful.
All right, well, anyway, number two, of course, they've changed the title of this. It's Harley Quinn Birds of Prey now. It made $17.1 million.
What was its budget?
Let me go check. I got to double check. The budget, $84.5 million.
And how much did it make?
This weekend, it made, what was it? $17.1 million.
Okay, and how much all total?
Let's see. If you put everything in there, domestic, international, and such, $145 million. So it's okay budget-wise, but it's still not doing as well as expected.
Yeah.
All right, well, anyway, number three was Fantasy Island with $12.3 million.
Oh, that's reimagining?
Yeah. It's like, that's not my idea of Fantasy Island. It was terrible. All right, then The Photograph was $12.18 million. And then number five was Bad Boys for Life with $11.5 million. And for the first time ever, Jumanji is out of the top five. It dropped to eight.
How many weeks did that take?
It took about, let's see, it's been out for 10 weeks. That's pretty damn good.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, anyway, it's time to get where it's really fun, the bottom of the heap. All right, we got 9 movies that made under $1,000 and 1 that made under $100.
I can hardly wait to hear what that one is.
Yeah. All right, there's Eyeshine. She made it into the chat. Hey, yeah. Eyeshine. I'm glad she made it. All right, so ready or not, here we go. These are the movies that all made less than $1,000. First, we have Varda by Agnes with $997, so just barely under. Next up, we have Zombie Child with $740. The Disappearance of My Mother, $680. Midnight Family, $430. Synonyms, $335. Mr. Klein, $280. Tremors, $255.
You know, I've seen that movie so many times on Sci-Fi.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's giant mutated worms.
Yeah, I know. Then
and
we have
Little three sequels. Three or four sequels.
Yeah, it did. And I believe the dad from Family Ties is in all of them. Let's see. Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice, $221. And we've made it to the last one. And now I present the best, or should I say the worst. And this one is worthy of a triple foghorn, because guess what? Advocate made a mere $42.
That all?
Yep. And you know what? That was the wrong one. It's supposed to be the triple. And of course, in a situation that you also add the loser's horn too.
Shut up!
Yeah. That's bad.
Oh, my aching arm. I will tell you something.
Okay.
As most of the people know, my friends know, I was diagnosed with breast cancer a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They did not waste any time taking care of me. For those of you that live in Arizona, especially the ladies, I'm sure they treat gentlemen too. If you ever need help and your insurance takes it, go to the Arizona Breast Cancer Center. The doctors there, the staff there, they are wonderful. This is a
shout-out
for Dr. Kimberly Cox and her staff.
Oh, good. That's always a good thing.
Normally, I don't make announcements like that on Facebook. This was an exception.
Yeah, but you know what? It goes to prove one thing. You know, ladies and, you know, men, too.
Yeah.
Get a mammogram.
There was a, I think I saw it on TV. This this was a while back, but this man, he was developed men's breast.
Mm-hmm.
He developed breast cancer. And it just goes to show you that cancer does not discriminate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There
because unless I'm listening, yes, Rod Roddy, he was like the longtime announcer for The Price is Right. I wasn't aware. It's like one day I was watching, I'm like, where is he? I did not realize he had died of breast cancer.
So
yes,
you know what?
Men can get it too.
And cancer, it doesn't matter if it's breast, testicular, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Pancreatic,
it
everything.
It is an equal opportunity to kick you in the butt.
Yeah. And speaking of... Speaking of cancers, well, unfortunately, this was a sad story. There's a Disney actress. She had started a movie. She was only 15 years old, and she had a brain tumor.
Guess what? Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter.
Yeah. No, I mean it's. It's so sad, you know. I've seen cancer taking a friend of ours. It took my dad. So.
My grandfather had lung cancer.
Yeah, my
granted
father.
Granted, he smoked, but he was a merchant marine, and he got exposed to a lot of asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, in my case, I think my dad was probably exposed to asbestos as well, especially in Italy when he was stationed there. And you see, I also had yes, there was a Disney voice actor. That is true. Yes, I believe.
You
okay.
Know?
Yeah. But yeah, this girl's like she was only 15 years old. And it's like, you gotta be kidding me. But it just goes to prove you. Cancer, unfortunately, there's no age limit either.
No.
But anyway, this is from Kampala, Uganda. A Ugandan student who played a memorable role in a 2016 Disney film about a local chess prodigy has died at the age of 15. Nikita Pearl Oligwa died Saturday at a hospital near the Ugandan capital, Kampala. The cause was a brain tumor, according to the girl's secondary school she had attended since 2018. Queen of Katwe followed the rise of Ugandan chess prodigy Fiona Mutesi as a chess player amid grinding poverty in the Kampala slum of Katwe. Fiona's friend Gloria, played by Nikita, memorably quips that in the game of chess, the small one can become the big one. Lupita Nyong'o, who also starred in the film, called Nikita a sweet, warm, and talented girl. She played Gloria with such vibrancy, Nyong'o said. In her real life, she had the enormous challenge of battling brain cancer. My thoughts and prayers are with her family and community as they come to terms with having to say goodbye so soon. May she truly rest in peace. May it be well with her soul. That's just awful. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, see if Eyeshine and Safet are saying anything in the chat. I'll shut up.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Anyway, let's see. Yes, Jason Davis. I think Jason may have died of a drug overdose. You know, he had started a.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Because, you know how it is. Drug addiction is a tough thing to overcome. But, yes, he did. That is correct, Ashley. He did voice Mikey on Recess. So, yeah. All right. Sorry, I had to drink some water.
Okay.
Yeah. No, definitely not scandalous, but it's still a sad situation anyway, because, drug addiction is very hard to overcome sometimes. And sometimes, you can overcome it, but the effects can come suddenly at a moment's notice. I mean, look what happened to Gary Fisher, right? She had been clean for a long time, but maybe it just caught up with her, right?
Right.
Because that's always the hard part.
You know what? I got a question.
What's that?
What happens to the monarchy when she does pass?
You know what, Queen Elizabeth?
That is a problem.
Oh, what are you talking about, Queen Elizabeth?
I'm talking about the Queen of England.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Well,
there's a conflict between father and son.
Well, not really. It's more like Harry, not William. You see, William is technically, it'd be Elizabeth, then Prince Charles will become the king, and then Prince William will become the king.
Charles and William are the two that are in conflict.
Oh.
And it's come down to a knockdown verbal fight. Charles is saying you aren't fit to be king.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what was said back to Charles?
Mm-hmm. What?
You're not fit to be king either. Camilla wants to be queen. So
damn
bad.
Oh, that ain't going to happen. Not
that,
likely.
No. If Charles becomes king, Camilla will be the queen. And I don't think the family wants that. But I may be seeing too much into it.
Yeah. But yeah, in the meantime, it's raining so much here, I think we'll probably need arcs before too long.
Hey, you need to get an inflatable boat.
Yeah.
But I know in some places it's still getting snow.
Yeah.
But it's flooding, especially in Mississippi.
Oh, I know. It's really bad in Mississippi. It's also bad in parts of Alabama, too. So
yeah.
It's like it's raining so much here.
Mississippi that's flooding?
Jackson, yeah, because it's right along the Pearl River. It's like it's like the third worst flooding ever.
Yeah. Our weather has been totally wonky since December.
It's been wonky for the last couple of years, I would say.
No, it has been noticeably wonky since September that I've noticed.
Yeah. Heck, it's a wonky period. Because you and I went on our cruise, right? We came home, it was like 38 degrees in Mobile.
Oh, I was hugging your...
my pillow. Yeah, because it was the only way to keep warm. Because we got caught off guard completely. We got completely caught off guard. Of course, while we were coming home from Progreso, Mexico, an EF4 tornado hit Beauregard, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
Because we were watching the footage live that night. So, but I mean, yeah, the weather's crazy.
Cold.
Like, can it stop raining, please? But of course, come the summertime, when it's not raining, it's like, well, this might be a good thing. But the problem is, if it rains when we don't need it, it's not helpful. But if it doesn't rain when we need it, it doesn't help either. Okay, let's see. All right. Anyway, let's see, what else to do? Oh, yeah, Janet just informed me that Janet Dubois from Good Times, she died.
Uh-huh. She was one of the daughters, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she died today, too. See, now, I don't know why this is circulating. Della Reese, Touched by an Angel star and R&B singer, dies at 86. Yeah, back in 2017. I don't know why these are circulating again. Let's see. Oh... Let's see. Oh, we got some more people here.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't have to go to the specialty shop to get my chocolate-covered sunflower seeds.
Oh, cool.
They're good. Sorry.
That's all right. You're fine. All right. Okay, let's see. What else we got? Oops, that's not where I wanted to go. Wrong place. Try again. Try again. All right, let's see. Let's see. What should I do? Oh, I think, yeah, this is one iShine posted. I think this is a real winner right here. Now, this is from November 8th, 2019, but how do I have this? Couple toast their marriage with Mr. and Mrs. Bongs.
What?
The little bong, those big old bong beakers kind of deal?
Yeah, oh, I saw that big old, big old bomb that they were.
Yeah. I admit, that's pretty cool. Well, anyway, let's see. Forget the champagne toast. It's all about the weed toast. A couple who are more than 420 fanatics decided to toast their wedding vows by having their first toke as husband and wife. The couple even decided to have special matching Mr. and Mrs. Bongs made for their special day. You know, the normal thing. Coral Reefer and husband Mio decided to combine their love of cannabis and, of course, each other by customizing personalized bongs for their wedding because, well, if you ever want a unique wedding, bong hits is the way to do it, right? Anyway, wedding photographer Rachel Artime said the couple's passion for weed is what made their wedding pics one of the most unconventional photo shoots she had done, which the writer says, duh. She also noted that she received a heavy amount of positive feedback from social media. Let's see. In case you were wondering, yes, weed is indeed legal in California, so they weren't technically breaking the law. They were just breaking the relatives' hearts, those who don't agree with it at least. Artime was able to capture unique pictures of the bride in her wedding dress and veil with her groom by her side. They were both pictured simultaneously puffing on their bongs. Some photos do look pretty cool, but others, well, you can't even see the bride from how much smoke there was around her. The couple literally blew huge clouds of white smoke that flew around them, making it seem like there was a fire. Cool, but definitely the most unusual wedding photos you'll ever see. But that's not all. According to the 24-year-old photographer, the couple also had similar engagement photos featuring them smoking blunts. Cora's wedding bouquet even included hemp in there, you know, just in case. But the photographer didn't mind them smoking at all, because she said that hot pictures made it look haunting and romantic in a weird way. So to each their own, to have and to toke. Congrats to the smoky couple. That's too funny. That's cute. Let's see. Ah, there's Mr. Sparkles. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mr. Sparkles. Hello to you.
But yeah. We also have Mount left. Okay, that's all right. But
okay, I got a question.
Shoot.
Is the state that the bride and groom were in, was smoking
California
marijuana legal?
Yes, California. It's legal.
Okay, then they shouldn't have had to worry about the police.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so.
Yep. Ow. But let's see. Oh, yeah, something else that came up over the weekend. Got our first look at Robert Pattinson in the Batman suit. And I got to say, it looks pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, but there is a thing about the buckle that holds the cowl on.
Yeah. It looks like it's the gun that killed his parents.
Yeah.
What? We'll just have to wait and see on that one, because the movie, I don't think it's out until next year. So, and you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, I shouldn't have a vampire. And there's like, excuse me, those days are behind him. And Pattinson is actually a very good actor.
He proved himself.
Yeah.
But you know what? Just because he was a vampire in the Twilight movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like,
you know, he probably did not want to be remembered as a vampire.
Yeah.
You know, think about it.
Yeah. And all he was trying to do was, you know, it's a job. It pays money, right?
Right.
That's the whole idea, you know. Act, you know, you gotta have a job. Let's see. Yeah, well, I'm not gonna worry about that. Oh yeah, I'll tell you this, on Thursday we're gonna have plenty of rant rocket material.
If you're going to ride my ass, at least pull my hair.
Yeah. But yeah, let's just say here's some examples. And this one got Tim upset. I don't blame him because I'll put it this way. He kind of ran it off before Friday's show. In this case, I don't blame him. A lawmaker here in Alabama wants to force men to have a vasectomy at 50. It's like that's never going to happen. It will never get past committee.
I agree.
Because it's like that is really dumb. Let's see. A boys attack Asian American teen at school, accusing him of having coronavirus. Oh, brother. Okay. All right. Let's see. I got time for one more story here. And I think Aishan was the one who posted this one. Yeah, she did. But this way, a five-year-old boy, this has made the news. He pulled his sister out a window in a house fire and went back in to save the family dog. He's only five.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. And here's the story. A five-year-old Georgia boy awoke to flames in the bedroom, but he didn't panic, and his actions helped save his entire family. Noah Woods is being named an honorary firefighter and received a rare Lifesavers Award for his heroics on Friday. Noah was one of eight family members asleep in their home in Bartow County, Georgia, on last Sunday when he woke up to smoke and flames in the bedroom he shared with his two-year-old sister. He jumped out of bed, grabbed his sister, and got out of the house through the only exit available, an open window. But Noah didn't stop there. He went back in to get the family dog and pulled it to safety. He then ran next door to his uncle's house for help. Together, they alerted the rest of the family, and everyone got out safely. We've seen children alert their families before, Bartow County Fire Department Chief Dwayne Jameson told CNN. But for a five-year-old to be alert enough to do this, that's pretty extraordinary. Jameson said the fire was started by an overloaded electrical outlet in Noah's bedroom. When firefighters arrived, they treated Noah and four other family members for minor burns and smoke inhalation. By the grace of God, all nine of our loved ones were able to get out of our home, Noah's grandfather David Wood said in the GoFundMe post. If it wasn't for Noah, we may not be here today. Due to the destruction of the home, the family has asked the community for help while they get back on their feet. The Bartow County Fire Department will recognize Noah, well, actually, they did recognize him on Friday, as an honorary Bartow County firefighter and present him with a life-saving award typically reserved for professional rescuers. Even Georgia Governor Brian Kemp heard about Noah's heroic actions, and Jameson read a letter at Friday's ceremony given to him by the governor. Young Noah shown that, you guessed it, a five-year-old can be a hero.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it's the little people. You know, we underestimate the kids.
Sometimes the kids can be smarter than us.
Well, you want to know something? He probably realized that, I think it was the adrenaline.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, here's something else. I found this out on the news. He had been learning from it from his mother. So he was well prepared.
Oh, yeah. It just goes to show you that even though they are little, they are very perceptive and quick to pick up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we are running out of time. So I'm just going to say this. Tomorrow is going to be, since we did have a show Monday, we're going to do it tomorrow. So we're going to kind of do like a Monday show on a Wednesday, put it that way. And, of course, Thursday is the free-for-all, and Friday is the All-Out Review and Naughty Mad Lib show once again. So, anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and wrap this up by saying please remember to follow us on Facebook. We have our group page. Follow us on Twitter. Our handle there is BTA_TIP. And follow us at our website, beyondtheairwaves.weebly.com. If you ever miss an episode, because let's face it, life happens, there are three ways you can catch up. First, there's the Stitcher.com app, which is available on iTunes, Google Play, and the Amazon Kindle Store. Second, you can listen to or download full episodes of the show from blogtalkradio.com. And you can also find us on iTunes. Just do a search in the podcast Beyond the Airwaves, and you'll find many of our episodes there. And no problem, Zach. You know, get your kids to sleep. That's no problem. I had fun on Mad Libs last Friday. Hell yeah, that was fun. Anyway, that's all for tonight. So everybody, have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow for just a general you know, show.
General Venus.
Yep.
Thank you, Ghost Tech, for all the samples.
That's all for tonight. Have a great night. And remember...
You motherfucker, I almost had him. I had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up!
We got that. We got this.
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Groot.
Uh-huh.
I'm Groot.
Oh, shit! Are
you going to stick that little twig on me? Bring it.
Yeah, well, anyway... here's just one more piece of advice for tonight.
I'm sorry, sweetie. Honey Badger doesn't give a shit.
All right, that's all for tonight. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. Night, y'all.
Take care, everybody.
Buenas noches, mis amigos.
Buenas noches, mi amiga. Talk tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's the single end. All right.